Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to look at great leadership and what constitutes great leadership. How does it operate? How do you recognize it when you need to recognize it? We'll be speaking with David Rubenstein, who is a remarkable philanthropist. I mean, truly remarkable philanthropist. If you look at the range of institutions that he has benefited, including a lot of institutions that are primarily determined to encourage American patriotism, he has a new book called How to Lead, Wisdom from the World's Greatest CEOs, Founders, and Game Changers. And yes, it includes past U.S. presidents, major army generals, Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and more. Oprah Winfrey is one of the people he talks to. How do you lead? And how do you lead this troubled country at the moment out of the morass in which we find ourselves? There is also a very insightful and sure to be controversial piece called What Liberals Get Wrong About Work. And it's insightful. It's important. We're hoping at some point in the future to speak to the author, but we'll give you a quick answer at what Michael Sandel says that liberals get most wrong about work. And we have been talking about a culture war, which is no longer limited to U.S. shores. There are two examples, one featured in the Wall Street Journal, one featured in the New York Times. So you have both the center-right newspaper, the Wall Street Journal, and then the left-left-left newspaper, the New York Times, both of whom recognize that the culture war is no longer confined to the United States. It's opened up different fronts, including fronts in Great Britain, where they are complaining about a different kind of American imperialism. We will get to that as well. But first, there is a big new ad, and this comes along with Joe Biden, who is trying to reanimate his campaign. And he appears to have had a very emotional event where he spoke off script at Kenosha, Wisconsin, where he met with some of the family of Jacob Blake, and he is addressing some of the problems that we face in this country. We went to him live when he was talking about some of that. There is also the announcement yesterday of $364 million, actually $364.5 million. It's a bundle of money that was collected mostly from small contributions by the Biden-Harris campaign. And apparently Harris and her popularity with elements of the Democratic base helped to draw that kind of contribution. That has been used already in a new Biden-Harris ad. This is clip number 7, where they end up talking about police, race, and police reform. We'll listen to the beginning of the ad, then I want to try to help to frame it, and then we'll listen to the full ad. Here's the way the ad opens.
Why in this nation do black Americans wake up knowing that they can lose their life in the course of just living their life?
Okay, the implication, if you just listen to that, is that one of the biggest dangers to black people, one of the biggest dangerous to black people, is they're going to go out to work and a cop is going to kill them. The statistics are overwhelmingly clear that the chances of being killed in an incident of violence, often gang-related violence or just random civilian violence, by either a black suspect, and it is mostly by black suspects, or any kind of suspect, if you happen to be a black person in America, your chance of being killed are at least 140-1, as opposed to your chances of being killed by a cop in any kind of interaction. But let's listen to the entire ad. This is the ad from the beginning, from the Biden-Harris campaign.
Why in this nation do black Americans wake up knowing that they can lose their life in the course of just living their life?
Part of the point of freedom is to be free from brutality, from injustice, from racism, and all of its manifestations.
We have to let people know that we not only understand their struggle, but they understand the fact they deserve to be treated with dignity. They got to know we're listening.
Reforming policing in this country means creating a national standard on use of force and conditioning federal funds for police departments on adoption of that standard. It's about reining in qualified immunity. We hold police officers accountable.
You can't turn away. Now is the time for racial justice.
Okay, does racial justice mostly involve issues of policing? It's an amazing statement, and you wonder why this would be a lead ad from the Biden-Harris campaign, and that was Senator Harris's voice, of course, you were hearing there with Joe Biden. Why it would be their lead ad at this moment? In other words, are they suddenly worried that the black vote will not turn out? There, by the way, is some evidence, but it's not overwhelming, that the reduced black turnout for Hillary Clinton is why she lost. But if you actually look at the overall voter turnout in 2016, it was actually higher than 2012. A higher percentage of the voting age population turned out and voted in 2016 for Trump versus Clinton than turned out in 2012 for Romney versus Obama. Now, Obama versus McCain, they had very high turnout because that was the novelty of the first time you had a black candidate to top the ticket. Now, I'm not now just talking about black voters, I'm talking about all voters. That was a high turnout election. But it is a very difficult to try to understand why, at a time when overwhelmingly, I think Americans, black and white and Latino and Asian and of every ethnicity, are horrified by the nihilistic violence. Nihilistic meaning it's purposeless. It doesn't achieve anything. It has no point to it. It's just for the sake of violence. Now, you could say, well, people are redistributing wealth, right, by looting in cities across the country. What an outrageous notion. And most Americans oppose that notion, it seems to me. And it's very obvious. And the response to it here is that they're talking about this is all going to come to an end if we adopt new federal standards for police procedures and make funding dependent upon those federal standards. By the way, speaking of standards, if somebody is threatening violence to the President of the United States, isn't that problematic? Clip 6, Governor Andrew Cuomo was talking about how he would discourage a Trump visit to New York City. Listen.
From the point of view of New York City, this has been the worst president in history. Look, the best thing he did for New York City was leave. Good riddance. Let him go to Florida. Be careful not to get COVID.
He can't come back to New York. He can't. He's going to walk down the street in New York? Forget bodyguards. He better have an army if he thinks he's going to walk down the street in New York.
Okay, he's talking about the President of the United States. And I understand he's a partisan right now. This is the same Andrew Cuomo who was featured in some footage that they used very effectively in the Republican convention, praising this president who better not walk down the street in New York. Doesn't it say something about losing control of civility and of the city and of the debate if you're suggesting the president can't even walk down the street safely? Biden has a tough fight dealing with the riots.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is audio from recent D.C. rioters. This would be clip 8, Jeremy. trying to address and to go after a black cop. Listen. Okay, this is, of course, a day in the life for a police officer. Can you imagine? And it's extraordinarily important. If Joe Biden wants to engage in meaningful debate, and they've announced now that moderators for the debates that are going to be taking place. The first one is September 29th. Can you believe it? A little bit more than 3 weeks away. And the moderator for that debate is going to be Chris Wallace of Fox, who I think most people could agree is an excellent choice. He is one of the relatively rare broadcasters out there on any network who tries to play it up the middle and is tough on everybody, and I think he will be reliably tough on both candidates. Also, if they break into some kind of physical altercation, I think he would be in a good position to break it up. At least, I hope so. But if Joe Biden wants to actually reach the debates with a chance of winning the presidency, and he does, he has to figure out a way of addressing this problem of urban violence and the explosion of violence in New York City and across the country. And what's very difficult about any of this is saying that it's, well, here's a column. And a column's by a good friend of mine named John Carlson, who almost everybody in the great Northwest knows John Carlson. He was our Republican nominee for governor of Washington in, I think it was 2000. And as he says, he won the silver medal. I think there's an obscure state law somewhere that says that Republicans are not allowed to win the governorship. The last time a Republican won the governorship, I believe, was 40 years ago. It's been a very, very long time. In any event, John has a column in the Wall Street Journal, and it says, for Biden, riots present only bad options. Actually, for everybody, riots present only bad options. They're terrible. They're destructive. They harm the whole country. But John writes that basically the Democrats have to figure out how are they going to respond to this. And I have my own idea, which I'll tell you in a moment. But number one option is just ignore it. Pretend it's nothing happening. Nothing going on here. Nothing to see. Nothing to see. That was their approach in the convention. They never mentioned the riots. They didn't talk about it. They didn't have anybody who was at all involved with curbing the riots. They didn't honor police officers. They didn't do anything. It was like this entire controversy didn't exist. They did honor George Floyd, but they never honored the police officers who were trying to restore order across America. The second option is to blame Trump. And John Carlson writes, the riots, which they once ignored, are all taking place on Trump's watch, say the Democrats, and his divisive rhetoric helped bring them on. But almost all the violence is happening in cities run by Democrats, Trump has pointed that out, which are under siege by the activist left. Mayors and governors have brusquely, sometimes threateningly, rejected President Trump's offers of federal assistance. And Mr. Trump is no more responsible for the looting and the violence in New York, Chicago, and Oakland than Barack Obama was for the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014. But expect the Democrats to continue blaming him until polls force them to confront the obvious. The Democrats' third option is to convince voters that they can solve the problem. And I agree that that is the only viable option if they could seize it. Now, how can they convince voters that they can solve the problem? Answer, they can make a point of solving it. The number one priority for Democrats who want to maintain any credibility at all is to do what the Democratic mayor of Kenosha, Wisconsin did, together with the help of the state government and, yes, the federal government. And that's precisely why both Biden today and Trump 2 days ago went out to Kenosha. Because it was an example of the fact that, yes, you can calm this down. What you can't do is calm it down by doing what they do in Portland, which is saying, oh, this is a beautiful expression of the public will. It's totally absurd. John in his column writes about what went on in Seattle, where there literally weren't any leaders in the city of the Democratic Party who were willing, or even of the Socialist Party, to condemn the rioters. And it's an unbelievable thing. Actions speak louder than words. But in several mostly white left-leaning cities, Carlson writes, Democratic Party leaders can't even muster the words. Had this violence and criminality come from right-wing extremists, Seattle would have swept them off the streets within hours in the name of confronting hate. Isn't that true? Isn't it obvious? Imagine if this had been like QAnon people or Boogaloo Boys or any of the right-wing extremists. They would have been gone. I mean, first of all, they would have had the National Guard in there right away. There would have been no Chaz. And he says that, but when it comes from the left, paralysis in Seattle and in cities across America. And so it will go on. And every day it does, people will be reminded that Democrats aren't as Republicans when it comes to protecting their homes, communities, and families. This year, that matters. And I believe that the American people are beginning to tell pollsters that may matter more than anything else. Why? Because it is so basic. It involves your business. It involves your livelihood. It involves sending your children to school. And yes, it involves the pandemic. How does it work in terms of trying to prevent a spread of pandemic when people are literally rioting every night down in Portland? How can anyone defend that approach to this particular problem? We will get to that, but we'll also be speaking with David Rubenstein, who is one of those guys who just did a previous book about what made America great, talking to some of our finest historians about the secrets of American greatness. Now he has a new book about the secrets of leadership, talking to leaders across the board. And we'll be talking to one leader, certainly a leader in charity, David Rubenstein, coming up.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows reminding everyone,
it's been the president who continues to reach out over and over and over again, and we agree on a lot of things. Let's go ahead and get a stimulus check into the hands of the American people. Let's do enhanced unemployment.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are both spending the anniversary of 9/11 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania this year. They'll visit the field where Flight 93 crashed as passengers tried to fight the terrorists for control of the plane. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, if you talk to Americans across the board in every section of the country, in every ethnic community, of every economic sector, everybody, Americans are craving more effective, more unifying leadership. And there's a new book that has a number of rules, suggestions, and discoveries concerning the essence of leadership. It is called How to Lead, Wisdom from the World's Greatest CEOs, Founders, and Game Changers. And David Rubenstein is one of those great CEOs. He is a great founder. And he has been a game changer with many of his contributions to worthy American charities and to symbols of American patriotism as well. His book, How to Lead, is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Congratulations on the book, David.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. If I assume you would agree, so we don't even have to spend time on it, that there is a hunger right now in America for more unifying leadership. I mean, especially when you have people fighting and dying in the streets in America right now. You have 12 rules for leadership. Which do you think are the two most relevant to this painful moment for our nation?
Well, I think the two most relevant now, I think, would probably be rising to the occasion you have to respond to a crisis, and that leaders are really people that respond to a crisis. Abraham Lincoln might have been a great president, but without the Civil War, I don't know he would have risen to the occasion. So you need that. And then secondly, you need to be able to communicate with people. You communicate with people by orally speaking well, writing well, or by leading by example. And people that lead by example, like George Washington, stayed with the troops in Valley Forge in 1777, though he could have stayed in a luxurious place, stayed with his troops, led by example. So I'd say of all the qualities I've listed in the book, I would say the ability to communicate with your followers in an effective way and your ability to rise to the occasion are the things that we really need right now.
You mentioned George Washington, and I have to ask you, because one of the ways that I became aware of your work was your amazingly generous contributions. You donated to the National Park Service $7.5 million to restore the Washington Monument after the earthquake.
Right.
You then later donated $18.5 million to restore the Lincoln Memorial. What do you say to the idea that both Washington and Lincoln, and in fact the District of Columbia city government, is saying they specifically listed the Washington Monument about renaming it because they want to rename everything that once involved former slaveholders?
Well,
do you mind my asking your reaction?
Sure. I don't think that anybody is perfect. Any human has flaws. And so no monument, no memorial can be given to somebody who doesn't have some flaws. So, of course, Abraham Lincoln wasn't perfect. He wasn't a man who walked on water. George Washington was a slave owner. But we have to look at the good and the bad, and the good overwhelms the bad. In the case of Washington, he presided over the Constitutional Convention, which enabled our country to get started. He won the Revolutionary War, was our first president. He did free his slaves upon his death, I should add. Lincoln had a very tough presidency, and I don't think that it would make sense to rename the Lincoln Memorial or the Washington Monument, and I don't think those ideas will go very far.
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, again, one of the things about leadership that comes across in your book with interviews, you have interviews ranging from Oprah Winfrey and Ruth Bader Ginsburg to Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and sports figures like Jack Nicklaus. Why did you choose to include him on a book on leadership, The Great Golfer?
Well, because there's no doubt that athletic leaders, another one I included was Coach K, the basketball coach, they inspire people and they can have a lot of influence. And I was looking to see what made these people tick. How did they get to be where they are? Were they born that way? Were they trained that way? And a lot of people look up to, as I did as a young boy, to athletic heroes, and people still look up to Jack Nicklaus. And I should point out that right now he's spending the bulk of his time on philanthropic things, which are quite useful in children's health in the Florida area. So he's a real role model, and I would say probably the greatest golfer ever.
Okay, you predominantly are focused on Americans in this book. I guess Richard Branson would be one of the few variants to that rule. Was that intentional?
Well, I have limited amount of time, so it's harder to, you know, before Zoom came along, you had to actually go to a place to do an interview. And, yes, of course, foreigners come to the United States, and I could have interviewed them, but I started with Americans because I am an American. I wanted to focus on American leaders, people who are probably going to inspire people in my own country. If this book is well received, I suspect I would look at doing something for people from outside the United States. But I also, I'm an American first, and I wanted to focus on this country.
What about Ken Griffin? He's one of the names that I think people
right.
look at. They may not have heard of him. He's the founder and CEO of Citadel. Why did you go to him?
Ken Griffin is one of the leading investors and professional securities traders in the world. And he's an incredible philanthropist, though. I serve on the board of the University of Chicago with him. I'm on the board of the Harvard Corporation. He's been extremely generous to Harvard, which is his alma mater. And he's also a person who really believes in free speech, and he really believes in the freedoms that this country cares so much about. So I think he's a role model in many ways, not just because of his business acumen, but because of what he does with his philanthropy.
if someone is just beginning college or university, or just graduating from high school and going out into the world, maybe joining our great military, what would be your primary advice to that individual based on your book, How to Lead, about how he or she would qualify for a future volume like this?
Well, I would say focus. Try to learn one skill really well. Experiment, though. Try many different things. Try to do something that is useful, that justifies your existence on the face of the earth. Don't do something that only please your parents, because while it's important, you can't live your life only to please your parents. You should remember to continuously learn. Learning doesn't stop when you get your degrees. Keep reading, 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 and learn how to share the credit with other people. Learn how, as Ronald Reagan famously said, there's no limit to what humans can accomplish if they're willing to share the credit. I also think persistence is important. Persistence, persist, 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 and do not be afraid to fail. Everybody who's in this book has failed at something. If you've never failed at anything, you're not likely to be a great leader, because you learn so much from failure.
There are two controversial people that you put together in this book on leadership, Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. Why do they have a joint chapter?
Well, I've supported a scholarship program that they've been involved with, and I was invited to interview them at a joint program relating to that scholarship program. And they both have been ex-presidents who, oddly, have become very, very good friends, oddly because they were political opponents. You could argue George Herbert Walker Bush was defeated by Bill Clinton, and then Bill Clinton became friendly with George Herbert Walker Bush and now with George W. Bush. But they realized that as former presidents, they still have a lot of influence, and I think they want to influence young leaders on the rise, and they have a very good relationship, and I think their humor about their lives and the fact that they've come together comes through in the interview. So I thought it was one of the more interesting interviews in the book.
Let me just ask you this final question. Do you think there's any chance that Joe Biden and Donald Trump could ever come together with that kind of friendship after this political campaign?
You know, it's hard to think that will happen. However, stranger things have happened before. Many people who have fought vicious political campaigns against each other have come together for the good of the country. Whoever is elected president of the United States were to face a national tragedy of some type, I'm sure the other person would do whatever he could to help that person who's still in office. So it's a bitter
God
campaign.
Willing, the book, which is wonderful and inspiring, How to Lead, and David Rubenstein, wonderful and inspiring. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I really can't tell you how much I despise the excesses of political correctness that are spreading from the United States now all around the world. And before we get into that, and the USC professor who has been placed on leave, he's been banned from the classroom while they investigate because he used a Chinese word that doesn't sound good. But before we get to that, just a word about David Rubenstein, because I did mention he is the founder of an investment group, very successful, called the Carlyle Group. He's on the board of the Kennedy Center. He's on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he's honored by the National Park Service for his giving. In 2012, he gave $7.5 million to restore the Washington Monument. In 2014, he gave $5 million to help the White House Visitor Center. In 2015, another $5 million to improve the U.S. Marine Corps War Memorial. Bless him for that. In February of 2016, for Lincoln's birthday, he gave Abe a birthday present of $18.5 million to restore the Lincoln Memorial, which has since been trashed by demonstrators, of course, and then repaired and cleaned up. And there's something I'm leaving out here, but I'm going to tell you about it. In July 2014, he gave $12.35 million to restore Arlington House, the Robert E. Lee Memorial. Arlington House was the home of Robert E. Lee, which he had to abandon because it was in federal territory. And during the war, to make it very clear that Lee was not coming back to his home, the Federals took over his property and dedicated it to burying the honored dead, hence Arlington National Cemetery. That's why it's there. But the idea that the National Park Service, that we have a national memorial named for Robert E. Lee, who after all, played a role in our history and did play a very positive role after the war in bringing peace. I'm amazed and actually delighted that this has so far escaped the vengeance attempts of some of these extremists. Okay, speaking about some of these extremists, there's the story of a professor at USC, which I've mentioned to you. He apparently is a wonderful professor. I was reading about him and some of the reviews of his classes, which are extraordinary. And the professor's name is Greg Patton. He's a professor at the university's Marshall School of Business. And he was giving a lecture about the use of filler words in speech. The most common filler word or filler words is one that I scrupulously avoid, and I think I'm pretty good at avoiding it, which is you know. People use that very commonly when they're trying to think of what they're going to say next. And he was doing an online class when he said the following: if you have a lot of ums and ers, this is culturally specific. So based on your native language, like in China, the common word is that. So in China, it might be, and then he said the Chinese words for that. It sounded like this.
Have a lot of ums, and this is culturally specific, so based on your native language, like in China, the common word is that. So in China, it might be so there's different words that you'll hear in different countries, but they're vocal disfluencies of saying that, er.
Okay, we bleeped out what he said, because what he said, it's written or transcribed from Chinese as N-E-I-G-E. N-E-I-G-E. And it's pronounced, because I've actually allowed my ears to be assaulted by hearing the original. It's pronounced like the name of an Oscar-winning actress. Oscar-nominated actress. Ruth Negga, that's what the word sounds like. Ruth Negga is an Ethiopian-Irish actress best known for her role in Loving, which was a pretty darn good movie about the 1967 Supreme Court case that finally found that anti-miscegenation laws that said a black woman could not marry a white man, that those laws violated the Constitution's protection of equal protection under the law. Okay. Is she going to now have to apologize for her name? The university statement was recently a USC faculty member during class used a Chinese word that sounds similar to a racial slur in English. We acknowledge the historical, cultural, and harmful impact of racist language, the university said. Therefore, Professor Patton has agreed to take a short-term pause while we are reviewing to better understand the situation and to take appropriate next steps. Another instructor has stepped in to teach the class in the meantime. This is nuts! This is bizarre! You heard what the guy was saying. Was there any attempt at racial? I understand it's a toxic word. It's a horrible word. No one should ever say it. It should never be featured. And maybe we can get that clear in hip hop music. But the idea that this guy now may have his career damaged, according to bio on USC's website, Patton is, quote, an expert in communication, interpersonal, and leadership effectiveness. He has received numerous teaching awards, been ranked as one of the top teaching faculty at USC, and helped USC Marshall, that's the business school, achieve numerous number one worldwide rankings for communication and leadership skill development. Is that now all in question because of what he said? And then there's this. In Britain, there's an old tradition, which is last night at the proms. And last night at the proms, these are popular concerts where they play popular music. And at last night's of the proms, everybody stands up and sings this, number 16. Hooray! singing and enthusiastically, and it's a big tradition, and they also sing Land of Hope and Glory, but they're singing Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britons never, never, never shall be slaves. Okay, why is this offensive? The BBC announced this year that they were not, and they sponsor this concert every year, that this year they were not going to allow anyone to sing the words. They would play the music, but not be allowed to sing the words of Land of Hope and Glory or of Rule Britannia. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, pitched a major fit, and appropriately, and he has problems with the BBC anyway. And this is one of the problems you have when you have a government network that is your official government network. In any event, the Prime Minister won. This is another victory for sanity. They are, even in the midst of the pandemic, going to find a small chorus that will still seek, sing the words to Rule Britannia. And an indication that maybe it is true that Britons never, never, never will be slaves. The idea that this is actually affecting the entire world, the American political correctness, Tunku Vratanarian, his last name is difficult, but he, of course, is an American with background from India, and he writes of the pop singer Adele, who had all kinds of attacks on her on the internet because she posed wearing some Bantu buns. It's a kind of hairstyle. And then a sports bra that had a flag of Jamaica on it. And she was attacked for cultural appropriation. And he points out all the people attacking her were Americans. No one in Britain, which is where she's from and where she doesn't, no one from Jamaica attacked her for it. And he said, look, can Americans stop infecting the world, please, with this intolerant political correctness? We have better things to export, like ideals of freedom and liberty and personal autonomy in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.